Open houses. Injuries. During an open house, ways to limit liability at open houses. Ways to reduce theft. During an open house, who's responsible for open house damages? Ways to prevent damage during open houses, and ways to ensure agent safety in the field. Introduction. Hosting open houses is one of the most effective ways to find leads. Agents have the opportunity to speak to potential buyers and visitors, handing out business cards and impressing them with their knowledge. However, for every successful open house, there is one that could expose the agent, broker, and homeowner to risk. Some of the most common liabilities associated with open houses are shown below in this section. Personal injury. Injuries during an open house. Who is responsible if someone is injured on the premises during an open house? Ostensibly, the homeowner is responsible. Most listing agreements include a liability and indemnification, or hold harmless provision, in which the seller indemnifies, protects against liability, the broker and agent, and holds them harmless for any claim for personal injury, property damage, or other loss. However, the broker and agent are responsible for any loss they cause to the property. Just because listing agreements typically contain hold harmless clauses does not mean that brokers and agents are totally protected from liability. The seller may have agreed to hold the broker harmless by signing the listing agreement, but visitors to the property did not. Litigious individuals often name the homeowner, the broker, and the agent in a personal injury lawsuit with the logic that the broker, namely the broker's insurance company, will have deep pockets. Ways to limit liability during an open house. What can an agent do to limit liability for personal injury when holding an open house? Investigate and disclose any safety hazards. Investigate and disclose any safety hazards. In Texas, agents do not have to perform an inspection before listing a property. However, they should note potential material defects and inform the seller to disclose them on the seller's disclosure notice. Take a look around the property before the open house. If you notice a loose handrail, include the note in the MLS and inform visitors entering the home during the open house of the safety hazard. Mark uneven surfaces, for example, a step down to a sunken living room with yellow tape, and warn visitors not to get too close to swimming pools. Litigious individuals may try to place blame on agents for not warning them of potential safety hazards, so always vocalize concerns and clearly mark dangerous conditions to limit your liability. Ask sellers to address potential safety hazards before the open house. If the handrail on the stairs is loose, inform the seller they need to fix it before letting strangers into their home. Courts could find them negligent if they opened their home to visitors knowing that such a safety hazard existed, and they could be held liable for injuries or damages suffered by the victim. If you knew about potential safety hazards or dangerous conditions and did not inform the sellers, the courts could also hold you liable. Keep a written record of all communication with your clients regarding safety hazards and dangerous property conditions to back you up. Advise sellers to take pets with them during the open house or to secure them while people are viewing the property. Many pets would never hurt a stranger or a child, but they can be unpredictable. Lessen liability by advising your sellers to take pets with them during the open house. They can take them to a dog park or board them at the local vet. Leaving them unattended on the property only increases the risk of them jumping on people and knocking them over or biting them. Children will want to play with them, and adults will want to pet them. Eliminate that temptation by keeping them off the property during open houses and showings. Limit liability for injuries due to no-show rules during open houses. Sometimes open house invitees sustain injuries due to slippery surfaces. What do you do if the homeowners insist on a no-shoe rule during open houses and showings? Some homeowners want to avoid strangers tracking dirt and other substances into their homes, damaging new carpets, or scratching up newly finished wood floors. Many require agents to institute a no-shoe rule during open houses. Many require agents to institute a no-shoe rule during open houses. While a no-shoe rule can keep a seller's house clean and sparkling, it can present a slip hazard. Agents can limit liability by warning visitors of potential slip hazards or, better yet, providing non-slip slippers or socks for visitors. Security risks and theft. Not everyone who attends an open house is in the market to buy. Open houses attract all kinds of people, some looking for anything valuable they can take. While sellers assume all risk of any loss by signing the listing agreement, TXR-1101, they should take adequate security measures to protect the property. How can agents reduce the risk of theft during an open house? Ways to reduce theft during an open house. How can agents reduce the risk of theft during an open house? Be honest with your sellers about the risk of theft during an open house. Instruct them to lock up valuable jewelry, small electronics, prescription medications, expensive artwork, couture, or high-end clothing and accessories, and important financial documents like check stubs or tax returns. They should not leave social security cards, credit cards, checkbooks, or passports out in the open or in drawers or cabinets. Caution them that thieves check under mattresses, in office drawers, in bedroom closets and dressers, and even in freezers for money and valuables. If there is expensive art or furniture in the home, advise them to rent a storage unit or a moving pod to secure it from theft or damage. They should also lock away expensive alcohol like whiskeys, bourbons, and wines. Honestly, any alcohol should be stowed away. During the open house, try to keep an eye on visitors as much as possible. It is easy to get distracted while answering questions and talking to interested parties. But be aware, some thieves work in teams. One will distract the agent while the other roams the house unsupervised, looking for tempting items to steal. They may also be checking out alarm systems and theft prevention equipment while touring the home. Be on the lookout for suspicious behavior. Install wireless cameras. Install wireless cameras. Few brokerages offer their clients the option of installing wireless cameras during open houses. This service is a way to make your brokerage stand out. You can provide cameras as a free service or as an extra fee. Many sellers already have doorbell cameras and other wireless recording devices in their homes. If they do not, you could encourage them to install them and monitor how the open house is progressing. Take photos of the rooms before the open house. Walk around the property and take photos of the rooms before the open house. That way, if the seller claims anything is missing, you can check the photos to see if it was there before the open house. You could also encourage the homeowner to take their own pictures. That way, they can trust that they took the pictures and that you did not alter anything. Insist that all visitors sign in. Keep a sign-in sheet at the entrance and insist that all visitors to the home sign in. Some people may be resistant, but ensure them that they do not have to leave their email address or phone number if they choose not to. You just need their name to keep track of who is attending the open house. Since it can get hectic when dozens of people are all entering and exiting at the same time, have your assistant or another agent stay at the sign-in desk and catch people as they enter, so you can be free to talk shop with potential buyers. Hire a security guard. Some clients, especially those in luxury homes, may have expensive art and antiques in their homes that they do not want to store for an open house. In that case, some clients may be interested in hiring a security guard to stand watch over their priceless objets d'art. Some high-end brokerages may offer this service for a fee, using an off-duty or retired member of law enforcement who knows what to look for and can walk freely about the property, keeping an eye on unattended visitors. Be aware of the signs that someone is casing the place. Some people visit an open house intending to rob it or vandalize it at a later date. Watch out for signs that they may be casing it for a future break-in, including checking windows to see if they are locked, or walking around the property and checking windows. paying attention to the placement and operability of camera equipment and alarm systems, asking if anyone currently lives in the home, hanging around after the open house. Damage. Who is responsible? Open houses in hot markets could see as many as 20 visitors tour a property in a day, more if housing inventory is particularly low. The more people that visit a property, the higher the risk of accidental property damage. People walking through the house can scratch floors, mark walls, or break decorator items. Who is responsible for damage during an open house? If the agent accidentally knocks over a lamp while setting up the open house, they should tell the homeowner. Do not try to hide it or blame it on someone else. Unless the lamp is a priceless antique, the cost is nothing compared to the sale of the house. If a visitor breaks something, it is their fault. However, proving it can be an issue and tracking them down can be difficult, especially if they did not sign in or provide contact information. Ways to prevent damage during an open house. What can agents do to mitigate the possibility of damage during an open house? Advise the sellers to remove all expensive decorator items before the open house. Antiques, collectibles, family heirlooms, expensive rugs, and artwork may add a pleasing design element to a property. Still, they do not belong in an open house. Most visitors would not intentionally damage these items, but accidents do happen. Suppose a visitor shows up at an open house with a cup of coffee in hand. Walking through the house, he accidentally drops the coffee on the homeowner's silk rug. Not only is the rug worth $25,000, but it was handed down to the seller from their grandmother, who fled Germany during World War II. This accident could have been avoided if the seller had rolled up the rug and stored it safely in a closet or a storage facility. Post signs outside the front door or on the front walkway that inform visitors to take their shoes off and dispose of any beverages/food items before entering. Placing a sign in front warns visitors of expectations up front, so you do not have to have an uncomfortable conversation with them when they walk through the door. Have a system for organizing their shoes and provide them with inexpensive, non-slip foot coverings. No-shoe rules ensure that no one tracks in mud, dirt, or wet leaves during the showing that can damage carpets. No food or beverage lessens the chance that someone will spill something on carpets or upholstery. Install wireless cameras. Wireless cameras cannot necessarily prevent damage, but can record who caused it. If a seller returns home after an open house and finds a damaged item, who will they immediately blame? The agent, of course. You can prove to them that you did not damage the item. Remind them that you informed them of the potential risks of holding an open house and that they assumed all risk of loss or damage by signing the listing agreement. Walk through the property after the open house. Agents have a duty to protect their client's property and belongings. After an open house, walk through the property, checking for broken items, and ensuring all taps are off. Sometimes, a visitor may turn on a tap to test that it is working, and then walk away and leave it running. Suppose an open house visitor turned on a steam shower to see if it worked and left it on. If the home was vacant and no one checked on it for days or months, it could cause thousands of dollars of damage to the property. Turn off all lamps and check that all appliances, like gas fireplaces, stoves, and ovens, are in the off position. Imagine if a visitor wanted to check that the gas stove worked and left a burner on. If you lit scented candles for the open house, blow them all out. Make a walkthrough checklist and check off each item as you walk the property after the open house. Agent safety. Agents regularly put themselves in harm's way as a part of their job function. They show empty houses to strangers who call and request a walkthrough. The agent does not know anything about the caller. However, the caller may know about them because they have seen their picture on their marketing materials. Most agents will never have a security issue with potential buyers. However, some predators target female and sometimes male agents by contacting them and asking to meet them at a property. Agents should not be paranoid about doing their jobs. Still, they should always be vigilant about their safety and prepared for the worst. There are many steps they can take to help ensure safety when out in the field. Ways to ensure agent safety in the field. There are several steps agents can take to help ensure safety when out in the field. Make sure your cell phone has a full charge and that you have a full tank of gas. Always carry your phone on you and make sure that it is charged. You do not want to call for help only to have your phone die before you get through to someone. A full gas tank will help you hit the road if someone is trying to attack you. Let someone in the office know where you are going. Give your colleagues a heads up about where you are going and when you should be done. Tell them you will call or text them when you are done and to check in with you if it seems to be taking too long. Agents know how long a showing should last. If you have the potential buyer's name, give that to your colleague as well. Look up the potential buyer on social media. See if you can find their Facebook or Instagram profile online. This way, you will know what they look like and where they work. It can also help if you are waiting in the house and someone shows up claiming to want to see the house that does not look like them. Show up before the client and turn on all of the lights. Arrive slightly early and pay attention to the property as you walk up. Go inside and turn on all of the lights. Note ways out of the house in case of emergency. It pays to have a plan of escape. Carry pepper spray or a permitted weapon. Many women will not leave home without pepper spray. Make sure that you carry it with you and that you know how to use it. Hopefully, you will never have to. Park on the street. Agents should not park in the driveway. It gives someone the opportunity to park behind you and block you in. Park on the street close to the property if you can, and make sure you can pull out of the spot easily and quickly. Lock purses and wallets in the trunk of your car. If your purse is out of sight, there is less chance that someone can rob you and get your ID and credit cards. Remember, keep your phone on you. Do not leave it in your purse. Never enter the property ahead of the client. Follow the client inside and do not enter a room before they do. You should never turn your back on them, just in case. Someone could get behind you and force you into a closet or a room, and then you are trapped. Let them walk up and down the stairs before you. Keep them in your sight and be aware of where they are in the home. If someone always tries to position themselves behind you, that is suspicious. Some agents prefer to stay near the entrance and allow potential buyers to walk around the property independently, only intervening to answer questions. Be aware of your surroundings. Situational awareness is key. Do not be oblivious to your surroundings by being engrossed in your phone. You can look at your phone, just look up regularly, and take in your surroundings. Do not walk around with your head down, staring at your phone. Predators look for oblivious people who do not notice they are watching them. Have a plan in case of emergency. Look around the property for exits and plan for an emergency escape. Pay attention to where the potential client is. Never let them get between you and the exit. Listen to your gut. Your intuition will often tip you off when something does not feel right about a person or a situation. All too often, we do not listen when it tells us something is wrong. As a real estate agent, you have to be a people pleaser, but you do not have to put yourself in harm's way. Your life is more important than upsetting someone because you will not meet them at a vacant house on a dark, lonely road at 9 p.m. If you feel uneasy about a potential buyer who wants to meet at a vacant house after dark, tell them that you can't meet them then, but would be happy to meet them during the day. Or, if you just have to meet them at a later hour, bring a buddy. Bring a buddy. No one says you have to go it alone. Bring your assistant or another agent with you if you feel uncomfortable meeting with potential buyers alone. Require copies of driver's licenses or IDs. Dealerships will not let buyers test drive cars without first making a copy of their driver's licenses. You can require potential clients to send pics of their IDs for their files. You can even Google them or look them up on social media to make sure they are real. If you have a picture of their driver's license, you will know what they look like and will know who to expect at the showing. You can also ask them to meet you at your broker's office, where you can make a photocopy of their ID. You will have their driver's license on file, and the brokerage's security cameras should have recorded their car and license plate number. You may want to make a habit of meeting with potential clients before ever showing them a property. Install safety apps on your phone or tablet. There are several safety apps real estate agents can install on their devices that will help protect them. Use a body cam and position live streaming cameras throughout the house. Arrive early and set up live streaming cameras in the rooms and hallways. Also, wear a body camera on yourself. Ask a buddy or family member to watch the live stream until you're done. Make sure that you post a sign informing the potential buyer that they are being recorded. If they meant to do you harm, this should be a deterrent. Do not walk into barns or outbuildings with a potential buyer. Open the buildings and let your customers walk in and view them if they insist. However, do not walk into a dark, enclosed space with them. They should just need a quick look inside and should not need you to go in with them. Never go alone to show a vacant lot. So far, we have only discussed agent safety while showing residential properties, though the same suggestions also apply for commercial properties. However, many agents show vacant lots and land to potential buyers. Sometimes those lots are out in the woods or in unpopulated areas. Always bring a buddy. Both of you should have fully charged phones with safety apps. The brokerage should also have a copy of the customer's ID on file and should expect you back at a specific time.